It's time for Pabst. Pabst Blue Ribbon and Pabst Blue Ribbon Dealers Everywhere presents for your entertainment Ben Burney, the Old Maestro, with Benny Fields as guest star. Even though folks like the many conveniences offered by Pabst's Kegline Tapakan, it is the delicious flavor of Pabst Export Beer that they enjoy most, and no wonder. Pabst Export Beer comes right out of the brewery vats and quickly is sealed in the Kegline Tapakan. Fully protected, it comes to you pure, wholesome, delicious Pabst Beer as Pabst made it. Pay no deposit, just tap it, drink it, and throw away the empty Tapakan. No bottles to save, no bottles to return. You will enjoy new fine flavor when you drink zestful Pabst from your own personal non-refillable Tapakan. Phone your Pabst dealer, ask him to send a case of Pabst Export Beer in the handy Kegline Tapakan. And now, back to Ben Burney.
Hello, guys, hello, new gal.
Affectionate greetings, my friends. Affectionate greetings. Here it is Tuesday again. The day after Monday. You know, Monday is wash day. Tuesday is ironing day. So the old maestro and all the lads spent the afternoon ironing out a bit of a program for you guys and gals. Tomorrow, the bosses will probably spend the morning ironing me out, if you know what I mean. Last week, they gave us something of a scorching. Come on, lads, we'd better get hot tonight. In other words, no heaty, no Bernie. What have you got? Say, you fellas are playing great tonight. Sounds something like Lombardo.
No, Maestro, that don't sound like Lombardo. Here's the way Lombardo's play it.
Surprise. Say, you fellows have a mischievous look in your eyes. You don't mean to tell me that you could you play Hail Hail just the way Warings would do it? Let's hear you, you scoundrel. My old golf Jupiter, Wayne King. How's about Wayne? Tell me you can do it like the King, Whiteman, the American leader of jazz, Paul Richman. How's about that, please?
old Cab Calloway.
Hardy, hardy.
And now, that's what you think. As the Cubs are saying to the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are saying to the Giants, as Joe Louis is saying to Max Baer, Max Baer to Joe Louis, and as Mussolini is saying to Stilazzi, and Stilazzi to Mussolini, and as I am saying to Winchell, that's what you think, right? You all think that was Billy Wilson. Well, it was. Comes now a request for us to do to kill Cock Robin. Bit of a mystery, a mysterioso. Who killed Cock Robin? Well, I don't know who killed him, but I've got a hunch it might have been Lawson Little, the golfing champion, the way he was shooting birdies in that amateur tournament in Cleveland. Who killed Cock Robin? Mystery. It is mystery of mystery. There's never been a case, a murder in a case, presenting such a mystifying mystery. First degree. First degree. It's murder in the first and in the worst degree. It seems of little use to ponder and deduce. There isn't any answer to the mystery. It's a muddle. A subtle. Detectives everywhere are in a huddle. They gossip and they groan, but they haven't any hope. It's clear as muddy water in a puddle. Who killed Scott Robin? Who got him with a shot? And put him on the spot, tell me who killed Scott Robin? And vanish like a phantom in the night. Who killed Scott Robin? Who followed in the dark and shot him for a lark? Who killed Scott Robin? An absolutely famous out of sight. With the tearful chief, the bluebird queen, and the blackbird, all are blue. Oh, they're up a tree. It's a mystery. Why, even Mr. Owl says, killed Cock Robin. Who plotted out the crime and shot him in his prime? Tell me who killed Cock Robin and vanished like a phantom in the night.
We're
gone solve this mystery, we're confident we can, for we're Bernie's Royal Mounted, and we always get our man. We've never lost a single case, our motto's do or die. Ask old Waller Winchell, boy, did we expose that guy. Before we start to work upon the case we have at hand, let's hear from all the trusted troops that we have in the band.
I'm G. Manny Prager, I'm relentless on the trail. Before so many hours have passed, we'll have these crooks in jail.
And I'm Hillbilly Wilson, but this heck stuff's just this guy, so I can do my sleuthing, never fear, we'll catch these guys.
And I'm Dick Seville, this case is plain as day. And now you'll hear a word or two from State Attorney Ray.
Say, before the State Attorney speaks, I think we'd best proceed to track the perpetrators of this here dastardly deed.
But ere we hunt the fiends that seem to have us all outwitted, we must make sure the nature of the crime that's been committed. No one has found the body yet, and so I have deducted. Instead of being killed, Clark Robin may have been abducted.
What is that I hear you say? No one has found the body? How about it now, my lad? Haven't you found the body?
We ain't got nobody, and nobody ain't been found.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a past radio dispatch. For further details, read your morning newspaper. Where is Clark Robin? Is he dead as we feared, or has he only disappeared? Tell me, what's become of Clark Robin? He's vanished like a phantom in the night.
Madam, you are the guardian of the health of your family. You select your meat, vegetables, and food with careful consideration. They must be good, wholesome. The same care should be applied to beer. Remember, Pabst Blue Ribbon is guaranteed by more than 90 years of brewing history. The Pabst label on a bottle is a guarantee of purity, wholesomeness, and goodness. And its delicious flavor adds zest to the meals you prepare. Serve it as your mealtime beverage. It tastes good, and it is good.
Nice selling, Harlow Wilcox.
Nice selling.
I always said Wilcox will coax you.
Dear, dear.
Forgive me, Harlow. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the piastre resistance of the evening. I'm going to introduce our guest star. He's an old pal of mine, in fact, such an old pal of mine that I sort of feel sentimentally inclined in introducing him. All I can tell you is that he is the chap who years ago, in fact, more than 20 years ago, really started crooning. He is the first original crooner. Well, I remember those old days around the Friars and the Lambs Club. You know, those are the two great theatrical clubs in New York. How we would all gather around and ask Benny to croon a song for us. And how he would croon to the wee hours of the morning. And now it's my great kick to present to you the first and original crooner of songs, Benny Field. And Benny, something tells me that you're going to be good tonight because my mother always told me that anybody by the name of Benny must be here. Well, what are you doing?
They are so wonderful, so beautiful. You're gorgeous, you're divine. And you are mine. And you are mine. You're all mine. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're beautiful. Yes, baby, what's more, life is heavenly in your direction. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're wonderful. You're the hit of the show, you're a cameo of loveliness. What eyes you have, what lips you have, oh, what lovely features. You talk about adorable creatures. You've got so many syllables that I'm all out of syllables. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're marvelous, glorious, you're simply divine. Top to tip, say you're tip-top, but the top of you're all mine. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're beautiful. Yes, and baby, what's more, life is heavenly in your career. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're wonderful. You're the hit of the show, you're the cameo of loveliness.
Let me look at you, Mama.
Oh, what lips you have, what eyes you have, oh, what lovely features. You talk about adorable creatures. You've got so many thrillables that I'm all out of syllables. From the top of your head, the tip of your toes, you're marvelous, glorious. You're simply divine. I could kiss, say you this time. And now that you're all mine,
beautifully sung, Benny. That is crooning, my friend. Yeah. Say, Benny, come here. Don't look now, but, Benny, isn't that your charming wife, Blossom Seeley, sitting there in the front row?
It ain't anybody else.
Say, I ain't going to let that famous vaudeville star sit there without doing something. Lock them doors here in this studio. Don't let her out. Come on up here, Blossom Seeley. Come on here, you've got to come up.
Come on, don't look so good. Come on up, Blossom. Here she is, Blossom.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks. That's awfully sweet. Really, I appreciate that so much.
Don't mention it, Blossom.
But now that I'm up here, what am I going to do?
Yes, what do we do?
Well, I'll tell you, what do you all say? Suppose we do a little song.
Oh, Ben, that would be marvelous if I ever rehearsed something. I haven't a thing.
Oh, we don't have to rehearse. We'll just make it up as we go along. Al, give me a key. Let's vamp it along. We'll kick it around until somebody gets lost. What do you say?
I'm Blossom.
I'm Bernie.
I'm Benny. And the years we have trooped have been many. You know, we used to run into each other, I believe, in those dear old vaudeville days.
Ah, those wonderful, you were headlined, and I was on the bill day.
And you had, now you've got fame on the radio, and you worked mighty hard to gain it.
Oh, thanks. And the radio's brought us together tonight.
It's a small world, ain't it? But really, it's wonderful. Really.
I'm Theo.
I'm Bernie.
I'm
Seeley.
I'm Blossom.
I'm Benny.
I'm Bernie. Tell me, will those good old days ever returning?
Do you remember when you played the fiddle, Ben, and told all those gags, in between?
The fiddle was flat, but the gags were flatter, if you know what I mean.
You had a lot of hair then. Oh, really, folks, he was just handsome.
I ain't got much hair now, Blossom, but I still remember the joke.
Isn't that strange? And now we're all back together again.
Blossom.
Benny.
And Ben.
Mm-hmm. I'm Blossom.
I'm Bernie.
And I'm Benny.
Mr. Field's triumphs have been many. You know, he was the world's first crooner. He started this boo.
Should we shoot him or shall we let him live?
Child, did I know what I was doing?
Just take a number from 1 to 10.
Well, I've got a Blossom. I'm Benny.
I'm Blossom.
I'm Ben. I'm Bernie.
I'm Seal.
I'm Seal. And we all drink Pabst with our meal.
Goody, goody.
Ben, do you remember a Japanese Sandman?
Do I remember?
He's a Japanese Sandman, sneaking on with a dream. Just an old second-hand man, trading old days for
new. Do I remember that song? Why, it was terrific, honey, child. So what was that other one, Blossom?
Now, Ben, you don't mean that old running wild.
Yeah.
I'm running wild. I'm running wild, I'm getting mighty bold, I'm feeling gay, a little reckless too. I'm always happy, happy, I'm never, never blue.
I remember that song. Why, you introduced it, Blossom. And when you sang that number in the aisles, you used to toss them.
I'd like to see if you remember this little number, Ben.
Oh, don't tell me. Let me guess.
This is just one of us, three way down south, they got a beautiful creature. The Latin type that the magazine feature. Oh,
yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy dreams. They've got a Garden of Eden. You know what I mean. A lot of Creole babies with dreamy eyes, breathing out dreamy sighs. Come on and give your lady a pass, a little mile. I said, stop. You bet your life you linger there just a little while. We got a lot of babies yonder. We got a lot of dreams. Way down yonder, down New Orleans, Louisiana. What I'm do to Louisiana? Yonder, down the New Orleans, way down south.
Oh, it's great hearing you again.
I'm Blossom.
I'm Benny.
I'm Ben. You know, Blossom and Benny are married, folks. And many happy years have passed. And they're still mad about each other. Say, kids, tell me, how long is this all going to last?
Well, just as long as I'm able to boss him.
I'm Benny.
I'm Benny.
I'm Blossom.
Stick around a while, Blossom. I know the bosses have got some perfumey for you. Dear, dear, a bit of a surprise. Can't beat my bosses. I hope they got something for me. Maybe an option, who knows? And now, how about having the old Colonel do one of his numbers? Colonel Manny Prager is going to revive Hiya Duchess. That is, if we can revive Colonel Manny Prager. Hiya Duchess.
Look, so nobby, something's on the go. Hear the sound of the trumpet blare. There's commotion in the air. Oh, the people gather. They look rather hoppy, don't you know? In our way to this chilling and blooming filling up on Piccadilly Row. Oh, step up all ye gentlemen, and look who's passing by. Upon my word, it's the Duchess. Hiya, Duchess, old pal, old kid, old stock, old thing, old gal. Oh, let's get sentimental, men. Lift your blooming topper's eye, because after all, you know, it's the Duchess. Hiya, Duchess, old pal, old kid, old stock, old thing, old gal. Why, she's of royal marriage. She's the pomp and the stump of a horse. Why, she's a royal carriage. Why, she got that from the Duke, of course. Why, step up, all these gentlemen. Good blimey, but you're all so shy, and say hello to the Duchess. Hiya, Duchess, old pal, old kid, old stock, old thing, old gal.
Make way for Lord and Lady Monty, 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 Monty. His Grace the Earl of Gloucester, 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 Gloucester. The Honorable Lord and Lady Algernon Epstein. Hiya, how's business? And the King.
Hey!
The Queen.
Hey!
The Duke.
Hey!
The Duchess.
I say, join me in a cheer, boy. Take your blooming hat off to the sky and say hello to the Duchess. Hiya, Duchess, old pal, old kid, old Duchess, big old gal.
Nicely done, sir. Nicely done. Comes now one of the pretty foxtrots. You're so darn charming. The vocal chorus will be sung by Ray Hendricks, who went to the University of Washington State and took medicine. I'm happy to report he's feeling much better tonight. You're so down, Tom. Turn up.
done, my lad.
Well done. From the moment you buy Pabst beer in the cake-lined Tappacan, you will discover new conveniences. You pay no deposit. You put Tappacan in the refrigerator. It's so compact, it fits on any of the shelves and stacks easily. You need not wait long. Pabst in the cake-lined Tappacan cools faster. Take it out, tap it with one easy stroke. Then enjoy real beer goodness. True? Just throw the empty away. No bottles to save, no bottles to return. Tappacan, once punctured, cannot be used again. It is your own personal drink of fine beer from your own personal keg line, Tappacan.
The old maestro's got to be neutral. Quite a race. Everybody is serious here in Chicago. I mean, world serious. Dear, dear. However, may the best team win. And now the time has come to lend thine ears to au revoir, pleasant dreams. Au revoir, pleasant dreams. Think of us when requesting the theme. Until the next time when possibly you may tune in again. Keep the old motto always in your gallery. Au revoir. This is Ben Burney, ladies and gentlemen, and all the land. Wishing you all a bit of pleasant dreams. May good luck and happiness, success, good health, good cheer, and good sleep. And now, we've got to leave you here. Don't forget that good old Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, yowza. Au revoir. A fun cheerio. A toodle-doodle. A bit of a sweet sweet. God bless you. And love.
Each week at this same time. This program came to you from our Chicago studio. Harlow Wilcox speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.